Praise the Lord. How are you? Morning? Is it afternoon or morning? Good afternoon. My name is David Kamau. I'm from Kenya. I'm saved. Is it working? How are you? Are you good? Are you fine? How many do you know me? Have you ever met me? Most of you are very new to me. Otherwise, I'm Pastor David. I'm from Kenya. I love Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I thank God because of this day the day has made. And we should be glad. Amen. I don't want to take a long time, but I want you to turn with me in the book of Isaiah chapter 45. In the book of Isaiah chapter 45, I'm going to read there, and we shall continue even to the other chapter. Let's go to the word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I love you. I honor you this very morning. King of glory, may you use me. May you control me, Holy Spirit of God. Direct me to speak according to the point of the your people. And I love you, my Father, and I honor your name this evening, my God. Thank you, my Father. I do commit everything unto your holy hands. May you continue, our dear Heavenly Father, to speak to us. The whole of this week, my Father, we have so many challenges. And I pray that, O King of Glory, you are able, our Lord, to bring us out of that all challenges that we are facing. And you are able, our Lord, to meet the point of the needs of every one of us, my Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Take over and take control. I bless your name this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We are reading the book of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Silas, whose light hands I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two lived gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked ways straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bliss and cut in Sada, the bar of iron, and I will give thee the treasure of darkness and hidden riches of secret praise, that thou may know that I, the Lord, which can thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. Verse 4. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called you by my name. I have surnamed you, though you has not known me. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to emphasize three things that hinder your destiny. Three things. One is fear, doubt, and unbelief. Three things is the major weapon the devil, the enemy, is using to many people. As we know that we are saved. How many in this church are saved? Oh, good. We are saved. We belong to Christ. We are the children of God. We are the seed of Abraham. And every one of us know that you don't have any doubt in your salvation. But there is the scheme of the enemy is using. As we know from the beginning, he used the scripture and he used the word of God to doubt. And we know very sure that from the word go, the devil went to the Garden of Eve. And when he went there, he tried to divert all the package of God from the man. Even today, the devil is very cunning. Hallelujah. Listen to me. The devil is very cunning. He knew very well. He was chased away from heaven. And he don't want you to go to heaven. Another thing, he don't want you to reach to your destiny. He don't want you to be blessed. Anataka wish maisha ya kubabanya. Sema it is not mine. Hallelujah. This is the name of the Lord. There is some of the things, it does not depend with God. It depends with you and me. Some of those is making decisions and say, enough is enough. Hallelujah. One person. Say, enough is enough. Tell your neighbor, it's not enough. I'm not going to be tormented by the enemy anymore. Yeah, yes, my prophet Mazu. You must build a confidence in the Lord. Because the Bible says, only those who know their God can change this world, can do exploit. Hallelujah. Can challenge the enemy. And that's why the Bible is talking about Silas. My servant Silas, I have chosen you. Ahead of you, there is gate. The gate of brass, iron gate. Hallelujah. That's the obstacle. Hallelujah. And don't allow the obstacle to defeat you. Move with the word of God. Akisema umebarikiwa, umebarikiwa tayari. Mwambie mwenzako, you look a blessed man of God. You are in America and still you are looking for somebody to sympathize with you. Me, I don't need anybody to sympathize with me. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes you become a radical. Ate jigwira either. No. Tell your neighbor, don't have pity upon me. I'm beyond that. Hallelujah. We must build our faith. We must have confidence in God. That's only the way that you can break this circle of the devil. Doubt, fear, unbelief. You must build a strong confidence in the Lord. Still you fear and you are in America. How about me? I'm in Kenya. And you fear and you are in America. Hallelujah. Don't fear. The Lord who brought you here, he has a purpose for you. My sailor servant, I have chosen you. Ahead of you, there are so many doors. The gate of blaze, the gate of island, the gate of whatever. But I will go ahead of you. I will go ahead of you. Before you reach to that gate, you will find the gate already is open. Because the Lord has already gone ahead of you. And when the Lord is reading you, you are not supposed to read the Lord. Because we are supposed to be read by the Holy Spirit. We are supposed to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Allow the Lord to have room in your life. Allow the Lord to occupy the whole of your life. You know, I discover so many things in this last day.
For about 15 years, I have been preaching, and I was under the bondage. Mhubiri yako chini ya utumwa, under bondage. A preacher, under bondage. 15 years. He does know where Muranga and Kiabu ziko. Hallelujah. But I came to my senses and said, for how long? For how long? This is the name of the Lord. Listen to me. I decided to seek the Lord. And I said, for how long? Hallelujah. 15 years. A preacher. Doing nothing. And I'm calling him a preacher. Even if people are very good in Kenya, they call me a preacher. Hallelujah. But the moment I came to my senses, and I asked myself, what am I doing? Hallelujah. Because I was under tormented by the devil. Three things: fear, doubt, unbelief. A person with no confidence. But I can preach to you and tell you, my brother, my sister, you can. Hallelujah. In the Lord. You are not a miracle worker. You are not the one that you are going to fight. The Lord will fight for you. Hallelujah. Listen. You are not a miracle worker. Jesus in you is a miracle worker. You are not the one that you drive out demons. Jesus in you is the one who drives out demons. You are just a person. It is not easy to lay your hands on the sick person and get healed. Jesus who is in you. You must build a confidence in him who is in you. Come out from your comfortable zone. Because that's where the devil and the enemy is tormenting many Christians. Even if they have been blessed. Hallelujah. They don't look like the people who are blessed. It is our high time to wake up and shine. Hallelujah. Wake up as a man of God. Wake up as a woman of God. This last day, the cloud is moving still. Hallelujah. And you must make sure that you are supposed to catch up with the spiritual season. Hello? We are talking so much about how the countries are very much advanced. But how about spiritually? For how long we are going to go around the one mountain? Wake up in Jesus' name. It's not hard. It's not far from you. You can make it. Hallelujah. You can make it. I'm giving this word because I have ever experienced these things in my life. Hello, somebody. You can make it. How do you think? You have a wrong way to go. Because the Lord who called you has a good purpose for your life. Hallelujah. We must wait. My servant Silas. And I will give the treasure of darkness and the hidden riches of sacred priest, that you may know that I am the Lord and I have been called you. Hallelujah. This is the name of the Lord. Turn to me in the book of Isaiah 43 verse 1. But now thy say the Lord that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you. I'm reading the book of 43 verse 1. O Israel, O Jacob, fear not, for I have redeemed you. You are called by my name. Fear not. Hello? I want to help you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to encourage you. Hello, somebody. Fear not. It is not Pastor Kamau who says fear not. You are God telling you, fear not. Be a good responder of the word. Fear not. Even if you pass through the water, it will sweep you. Even if you pass through the river, hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. You are going to pass through the fire. The Lord will be with you. Was he with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Why do you doubt God? Why do we doubt God? We are praising who changes not. This morning we are praising like that, in the way that I'm talking. Unchangeable God. Who was with Abraham? Who was with Jacob? Who was with Daniel? Who was with Shadrach, Meshach? Even if you pass through the fire, hallelujah, the fire will never consume you. It won't. Because the Lord, hallelujah, is beyond the fire. Even if you pass through the river, the symbolic of the Holy Spirit is river. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Even if you pass through the fire, that is the fire of the world, but the God is consuming fire. Hello? Your God is consuming? Hallelujah. Fear not. Tell your neighbor, fear not. Doubt, fear, unbelief. It destroys the life of many people. But I'm encouraging you today, my brother, you can make it in Jesus' name. I'll give you the nation to be your inheritance. Which nation do you expect? From heaven? Fall down like a manna? Okay, be frank. Okay, be frank and be saved. Situoko kereyo. Wagojia dunia zitoke juu uchukue hizo. Ushindwe America, wagojia za binguni. Hallelujah. I will give nation to be your inheritance. Your God say that. Not your God. You are God. Can you imagine? You are God. I will give you the nation. You are mine. Jacob, you are mine. You are not belong to the world. You are mine. I possess you. I take hold of your life. It doesn't matter you are passing through the fire. It doesn't matter you are passing through the water. It doesn't matter you are passing any challenges. Whatever challenges that you are facing, the Lord say, I am with you until the end of this age. Yesu akasema, niko pamoja nanyi, I am with you. Why do we fear? Why do we doubt? And the last spirit of unbelief. We love the whole package. No confidence. You don't need to live the life of entertaining the Bible. God of what Bible? Live. Are you hearing somebody? Live a real life. This word of God. Let's pop, digest, impart this word in your spirit, and you'll become strong. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is powerful. Don't allow things to dictate you. I'm Africa. I'm from the poorest countries. Don't allow those things to dictate you. You are not belong to those things. You are not belong to those countries. You belong to God. Hello, somebody? You are not belong to those countries. Just only identity. Let it remain as identity. But you belong to God. You belong to the Most High God. You belong to the one who created heaven and earth. And he is the one telling you, my servant. Hallelujah. I have redeemed you. I have chosen you. I have separated you. I have ordained you. Why do you fear? Why do you fear? For how long? You will not allow to activate your spiritual nature. You know how to do so many things. You have your gadget, and you know how to activate, so that you can access internet. But you are rich. You are rich. But just a small topic, to activate your spiritual nature. You become strong. Hello, somebody. Don't allow things, my brother, to dictate you. Whether it's current, whether your background, somebody is responsible. Because you never went a good school, somebody was responsible. But now, you are responsible for your failure. As you call you Christian, you are responsible for anything happening to your life. You are responsible. But by that time, when the children, when your parents are trying to brought up you, to brought up you in Kenya, and the country that you come from, and you never went to a good school, they could not educate you. They never take you to here and there, whatever you expect your parents to take you. They are responsible for that. But now, listen to me. Now, as long as you are in Christ Jesus, you are responsible for everything happening negative to your life. Because in the history, God never made failure. Mungu hajaumba watu wa kushindwa. Never in the history. Ati ni Mungu aliwaumba lakini ni watu wa kushindwa. Watu legalega. Never. Nothing like that in the history. Unless you greet yourself. Unless you allow yourself. Say, I'm not the one. Greet your neighbor and tell him, I'm not the one. Don't look me. Hallelujah. It is the matters of believing. This is the name of the Lord. There are some of the things I don't need to mention. But I want to tell you something. You can do it. Hallelujah. You can conquer the nation. It is not because you are so much educated. It is not because you are very well known. But one thing, you know your God has chosen you, has anointed you as a Silas. Hallelujah. And the Lord say, I will go ahead of you to open all the door, to remove all the obstacle in your life. Hallelujah, somebody. You must start to enjoy. Once you know God, once you know the word of God and the sport, usichukue Biblia kama history. My brother, for how long? Utaishi na maobi tu ya kuishi tu na kubabanya. The prayer of survival. Survival prayer. For how long, my sister? Can you decide to change? And you become a somebody. Because my sister, I'm telling you, my brother, you can change. Si makosa ya Mungu, ni mutu. It's a person. If I can say today, mimi ni mugoroki, I'm a mad person. That means Mungu amenifanya niwe mgoroki. No. It's my choice. I want to be a crazy man from today up to the head of this man. Some of things is a man decision. You can decide to be the man of God always, to be the woman of God. Hallelujah. And you started to change even your character. The way we walk, you walk. Hallelujah. The way you are reading, the way you behave, even the place of your work. Even the owner of the company say, is the woman of God. Hallelujah. Even the people that are competing with you, they say, I cannot compete with this man because we don't know the power behind this man. He's operating at the river. Hello. You can operate at the river. Are you believing? You can. Some of the problem, and I don't know where I talk these things. I think it is the last week. Nanikasema. Nikiambio, if I can be asked, Pastor David, give us 47 people to finish corruption and tribalism in Kenya. I don't need to go to universities of Kenya. I can say, give me chance to take 47 people from America, those who have been here for about 5 years only, because I know you have a good brainwash. And when I station you in Muranga, I know Muranga corruption kwisha. When I station you in Kakamega, I know Kakamega tribalism and corruption fika mwisho. 1 year must change. Is that true? Is the way when you can think about how you can took all the peoples of Kibera and remove them and take all the people of Luda and put them in Kibera and you wait 3 months or 6 months, Kibera will be like, and Luda will be like? It is the matter to become here smart. Tell your neighbor from today, here I'm smart. Look smart. Let me tell you, me, I don't joke with gospel. I don't. Because I know. Kwingine hata si shatani. Who pray for this all aircraft, which is flying in America, and we don't find the one kicking one another. Tu tengeneze hiyo. Say my men. No one aircraft hit one another. No one. Who pray for those? Eh? How many accidents do we have in Kenya? Mimi nitasema kwa sauti kidogo. Na mpaka mafuta. Barabara is anointing all the loads. It's not a demon. Some of them is not a demon. Who pray for this aircraft? All this. It's to give the devil Goma Oka. It's just to give the devil chance. The devil, already we have prepared a highway, just come. Some of these, my brother, we can change. Is that true? We can change. When the Lord speaks to you and tell me, you are my servant. Believe you are the servant of Most High God. When the Lord is telling you, I have chosen you, I have redeemed you, I have paid your price. Don't stay like a person who was chased by the Okwena Kajo County Council or migration. Hallelujah. Even your mind cannot be comfortable. And you are saved. For how long? Tell your neighbor, for how long, my sister? Tell your neighbor, please let us change it today. Hallelujah. We can change. Why do I say these things that I know? I can take 47 people and I can put them in the aircraft and take them to the Kenya and change within 1 year. Everything. And when you count and check Kenya, you will find that there is no corruption. Why? Why did you not tell me why, Pastor, do not take people from the universities? Because I know the moment you came here, already your brainwash is washed with corruption. Is that true? Why don't you believe the word of God? By that you can believe me. But when you come to the word of God, you resist. The way you feel, yes, the way that you feel that, yes, I can change. Feel the same. Even, I can do mighty thing, the country I am. Hallelujah. I can bring different this country. Hallelujah. I can bring different and change many things wherever I am working. Hallelujah. Yes, believe. It's a matter of believing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you good? Oh my God. Thank you. Verse 3. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, Savior. I will give Egypt for your lampstone, Ethiopians and Sheba for you. Hallelujah. I will give for your lampstone. Egypt and Sheba and Ethiopia instead. Hallelujah. Since you have you are precious in my sight and have been honorable, and I have loved you, therefore I will give men in the exchange of your life. Amen. Since you are precious to me, precious, machoni pangu, you are precious to me, I will give other nation, hallelujah, and your life I will exchange. Instead of you to perish, because you are precious, hallelujah, to me, I will allow other people to face the challenge, to face that challenge or to face that death. Instead, precious to me in my hand. Who are you? Jacob, my servant. Hallelujah. And you and me, we are the children of Israel. We are representing the children of Israel. In another word, the offspring of Abraham. Through Christ Jesus. Why do we fear? Why do we worry? Why don't we build confidence in the Lord? Living a tormented life, full of fear. And the one who fear was not made perfect. Hallelujah. Fear has nothing to do with judgment. Fear is a bondage. Doubt. Hallelujah. It's good to say, no, from today, I'm not going to doubt God anymore. The one who has spoken to me, the one who has saved me, the one who died for me, hallelujah. I must believe him. I must trust the word of Jesus. I will be with you until the end of this age. Finished. And don't question that. Hallelujah. And put that package into practice. And say, from now, I know, I believe, I am the right person in the heart of God. Believe. I know. I don't have any doubt. If we can decide and say, today we have decided, surely we can make change. We can bring change to our family. Hallelujah. We can bring change to the many people. We can bring many people in the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
But we can decide that I'm looking for a church where I can go on Sunday. That cannot help. Go beyond that. Hallelujah. Go beyond that.
Know Jesus better. Be a good responder of the word.
Praise the name of the Lord. A good responder. A good responder of the word. Knowing that the Lord will fight for you. The Lord will go ahead of you. The Lord will remove all the obstacles ahead of your life. Knowing one thing. Hallelujah. You are the lighted person. Praise the name of the Lord. You are the lighted person.
Fear not. Don't allow things to torment you as a Christian.
Hallelujah.
Fear not. Fear not. It is the matters of choice. It's the matters of choice.
Matters of choice. And believe.
I am the daughter. I am the son. I am the right person in this kingdom.
This week I was praying. And I tell the Lord, my dad, I want you to do something in my life. Because many times I'm in America, and I'll continue to come to this country. Prove yourself. Hello? Prove yourself. I don't need to bring all the testimony from Nyeri, from Kenya here. Prove yourself. What is the name of the Lord? I don't want to argue with the people. I don't want to dictate anything. No. Prove yourself. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Last week I told somebody. Somebody came to me in the house that I'm staying. And I told the family, what do you want? We come because we feel that you are the man of God. You feel that you are man of God? Okay. And told the Lord, show them whether I am your servant or I am faking. And I told them, okay, let's sit down here. What do you want? You want this woman to get somewhere she can work. She can work. Okay. They say, bring the chair of Jesus here. And I open the Bible. Already, Lord, you have said, two or three, we are four. Then Jesus is your chair. We are five. Sack somebody. Sack somebody who does not worship you. Let me tell you, wherever in this church, the cloud is moving. Hallelujah. The Lord is raising his men, his servant. Hallelujah. Sack somebody. This man, this woman, is your daughter. She's looking for somewhere if she can work. Praise the name of the Lord. And they went home. The following day, they were called.
You have somebody who can work here? Go and bring somebody.
And they're ready to take the I think it's her cousin. When they reached to the place of work, they were told,
we sack somebody here so she can work. And because she don't know everything, she don't know anything here, we are going to train her so that she can take over the job.
confirmation. We have already sacked somebody. And after the investigation, she was not a true worshiper. Hallelujah. Jesus, sack somebody so that you may fix my sister. And that was done. Hallelujah. Huyo ndiye Mungu tunataka. Tell your neighbor, that's God. We don't need stories. Tell your neighbor, tell your neighbor, I have fed up. I don't need stories. I need a true God. Yesu sadaka mzuri ya makofi. Hallelujah. Are we together? Since you are precious in my sight, and I have honored you, I will give the nation instead of your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring seed, your seed from east, and gather you from the west. Is the name of the Lord. Precious in my sight. Honorable. John chapter 12, verse 26. The one who serves me must follow me. Where I am, my servant must be there with me, and my Father will honor him. Is it true? Is it the Bible? John 12, verse 26? Oh, yeah. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. Where I am, there my servant also will be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Oh, my God. Honored by God. Not the president. Not your counselor. Not your governor. Almighty God honor his servant. Honorable. Tell your neighbor, are you honorable? Or are you lega? Just ask your neighbor, are you honorable? If you are not honorable, I will quit and change this seat. Hallelujah. Honorable. Honored by God. What is the proof of honored? Is it not the way I prayed? I am still the church. Is not the way that I prayed? The proof of is the way I ask Jesus, can you Jesus sack somebody and fix my sister? That is to be honored. Because I will honor the word of my servant. Whatever he predicts, if he says Jerusalem will be inhabited, it will be so. I will make sure I confirm the word of my servant because I honor him or her. And you and me, hallelujah, you are the one. Not mine. Even you. I'm not holier than you. This is the name of the Lord. You are very far. Mimi ni wanchi iko na corruption na nini na nini na nini na nini. Bado ninanukanuka hiyo vitu. I'm smearing those things. But you are in the country. Beautiful place. Where you can pray. Where you can seek the Lord. Oh my God. You don't need to pray. Oh, barabara ziko na mashimo. Oh, no. You just say thank you and pray. You cannot
compared with Pastor Kamau. Oh, Father, remove Barabara Mashimo. Oh, Wakora. Because I'm my father. Last week, my door was cut like Kawembe. Corruption. Hey. Hallelujah. So many things. But you are in a very good position. Good position to seek the Lord. To take the nation. To subdue the nation. Hallelujah. To prove the word of God, my sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. My brother, my sister. Do you want to lose this an opportunity? An opportunity to subdue the nation, to change the land, to change the nation. An opportunity. God then an opportunity. What is the name of the Lord? We must wake up. We must become a prayerful men of God and women of God. We must stand firm and change the world. The world is crying and waiting for you. My servant, Jacob. My servant, Silas. Fear not. Even if you face so those challenges, river, water, and fire, I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Let's pour the word of your Father. Let's pour the word of your Father. Let's pour the word. I don't have any other means what can I explain to you. That's only I can help you, my brother. Because your blessing is not far. Hallelujah. Reaching to your destiny is not far. This is the name of the Lord. Breaking the circle of limitation is not far. Lakini ukiamua kujifunga, utajifunga tu my sister. Na wishi na maombi tu ya survival. The prayer of survival. Hallelujah. Live a victorious life. Victoria life. You reach the point and tell the people. Mimi wakati kwenye naambia watu watanyere. Musi nihurumie. Na nihurumia nini? Wacha kiumane kiumanuke nijue kinakaa na rangi gani. That's my word. Wacha kiumane kiumanuke nijue kinakaa gaji. Hiyo Kiingereza ni gani? No, Kiingereza. Why don't you change it in English? Wacha kiumanuke kiumane kiumanuke nijue kinakaa gaji. Hallelujah. Let me face every kind of challenge so that I can understand the Lord who is working in me. Is that true? Yes. I don't need anybody to feel mercy upon me. No. I don't need anybody to sympathize with me. Let me face that challenge. Ili nimjue Mungu vizuri. So that I can say, the far I have gone is Ebenezer. No, I don't need that. Ever my life, since the day I decided, sitaki huruma, hata sitaki huruma hapa nini, hapa nini, here America, no. Because I want to see God. I want to see God. The reality of God, Jehovah God in America. Amen. The time I come here, I want to see God. Decide. You need to reach to that point. And you say, for how long? Even Joshua told the people of Israel, for how long? You keep on waiting. You don't enter to inherit the land. Joshua asked them, for how long? Moses asked the people, for how long? Even the Holy Spirit today is talking to the church. For how long?
Hello, somebody.
For how long?
Hello?
Nataka makaratasi lakini nisikurumiwe. Mwenisikia? Hata nataka makaratasi lakini nisikurumiwe. I want to see God.
Hello, somebody?
I want to see God. I want to see God. Decide, my brother, you want to see God. Decide, my sister, you want to see God. Because the Lord already has revealed everything. If you can be a good teacher, and you see that all the student, you have given all the material. And whatever. If they can fail the examination, the editum exam, and they fail, are you responsible for that? Maybe not. They joke, they don't mind about it to study the whatever. Hallelujah. Jesus is at work. Already God has paid the price through Jesus. Is that true? Ataka Yesu mwingine aletwe. What the church waiting? Tutangojea nini? To be frank, what are we waiting? Ati tutreda Yesu ogeoke akue. No. Already is done. Or is it true? Already is. So, the second phase is for me to implement. Because already I have the word of God. I have the Holy Spirit. Is it true? It is me to go back to the drawing box and say, I have decided. And seek the Lord. And pray earnestly. Hallelujah. Until the Lord revealed to me and say, Here am I, my servant. Amen. Yes. Kia kwa dako, usitake tena kuhuruma zote. Every time you need somebody to sympathize, you need somebody. Oh, my sister, you know, you are the children of Abraham. You know, my sister, you know, the devil is very cunning. You know. Okay. You come up. Narioka. You become life. Then after the weekdays, you die. You wait Sunday. You know, my sister, you are the offspring of Abraham. You are from Sarah. Oh, you know. For how long? Monday, Tuesday, submarine. On Sunday, you are looking somebody to sympathize with you and to comfort you. What kind of life that we are living? Why don't you live like a gentleman in Christ Jesus? And be bold in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Be bold. Work out your own salvation. Work out your own salvation. Activate your spiritual nature. Activate. Because we have spirit, soul, and body. Is that true? And this word is the word of the Spirit. This is the word of the Spirit. This word is the word of the Spirit. This word. And Jesus saying, the word I gave you, John 6, verse 63, the word I gave you is the Spirit. This word is the word. And when you allow the word of God in your spirit, you become rich. Hallelujah. You become rich. And when you become rich, you receive from the Lord. One day I tried that what I'm saying. I went in the prayer somewhere 6 days, and I came back. Then, when I was in prayer, I tell the Lord, impart me how shamba money. I was praying for that. Then, listen, then the following Sunday, I was, and I say, came in the front, and I told them, I give you, yes, serve my God. Listen, when you come to Kenya, visit Nyeri, serve my God. If that 6 months finish and you don't have shamba, don't forget that. I was very scared. Crying. Oh, Mwadhani, nataka tupatie shamba. Oh, God. Shamba. Always. Why are you praying so much? Pastor, nataka Mwadhani ahe mugunda. Pastor, I need God to give me shamba. Okay. And you. And I told them. Baba Odhiambo, come here. Stand with your wife. I say, serve my God. If that 6 months finished, and you 1 acre. Robert, let me tell you, serve my God, 36 months, if it will be over and you don't have shamba, I will give you 1 acre. I will give you 1 acre. Listen very carefully. And I say, Father, I need you. Are you hearing somebody? Listen. 2-3 weeks. Hallelujah. And I made as a vow. 3 weeks. Somebody came from Yahururu. What do you... She came. Said the service. After the service, she came to my pastor. God told me to give you 3 acres in Nalumoro, so I'm ready to change that land for you. Wow. 3 acres. Something started to trigger my mind. The spirit from the forest. Tell your neighbor the spirit from the forest. Tell your neighbor again. Tell her or him again, the spirit from the forest is dangerous. It started to tell me, no, you cannot give shamba. And I resist that spirit from the forest. I chase that spirit, and the following Sunday, I call the people. That shamba, 1 acre is yours, 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 and it was over. Was it done? Yeah. Rich in the spirit. Rich in the spirit. Rich. This word is the word of the spirit. When you become rich in the spirit. Hallelujah. Rich in the spirit. The way I did. Hallelujah. Listen. It happened, I came to America. I used to step here. I came to America. I preached. After the preaching of conference. Hallelujah. Somebody came and tell me,
ni musungu tu. Jagia Mungu wako, tutakupatia shamba eka tatu. Fenisevenia. Even they call me yesterday. When you come and see you are pleasant for your God, I told them I don't come. Eweka yo shamba tu hapo. 3 acres. Yo musiadike kule. Yo muandoe. Okay, what do I want to say? Hallelujah. For that. You give, you reap. Okay? I told them, serve my God. 36 months, if it will be, I know you came from Nyanza. Because I'm not tribalism. I know. You came here and you marry a girl from Nyeri. I'm from Nyeri. Tell your neighbor, are you from Nyeri? We are very good in Nyeri. Even if I was leaving Nyeri, we are in the state of protest. Why I don't have better DNA on the Torah protest. Don't like that one. Hello? Somebody join. Are you happy? You plant, you reap in America. Don't you see that trade? You plant, you reap in a. If I said it, I'll bring tithe to you. Yeah. Finish. If I said it, I'll bring tithe to you. Yeah. You 130 Kenya money, million. About that one. I want to encourage you. Your God is able. Your God is able. The Bible says, you have not hamuja niita. You have seek me honestly. Seek me with all your heart and you will find me. Hallelujah, my brother. You are not bothered me. The Lord has spoken. My servant Jesus have not prayed. Men and women of God, but they have not activated their spiritual nature. Aren't you allowed to develop your spiritual nature? And you act and you will find you might think you can you are working. Hallelujah. But even to serve the Lord, even to give, unapitia kule ukitafuta cheji, ndio ulete dola moja sadaka. You know you are God. And no. But I'm very keen. I'm a very keen guy to monitor somebody that you don't know your God. The way. You must know your God. The way you behave when you are alone. Hallelujah. Ukiwa chua kani tayari miezi miwili. Takuta mu. God has called church over. God. Say my name. No, you are God. Those who know their God, they can speak even to the nature. And the nature can respond and hear them.
There is the place called Othiah. 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 Othiah is the place where the K Church know me in one name. Listen. Church of ACK. Pray. Even if calm down, it happened. People in Othaya. Why? You about how you can know you are God. Simama kwa mbele yako. Just stand up. Lift up. Start to beg God and tell the Lord, today I know I will not continue to be tormented by the enemy. Just lift up your hands and tell the Lord something. Tell the Lord, I want to change. I want Jesus, today I decided. I want to move in a higher level. I must change. So God, we thank you, worship. Father, I love you. I honor your name. Father, I ask you to minister to your people. I'm not here to boast, to challenge them, to encourage them, Lord. I'm here, Lord, to encourage my brother. Tell you, she can make it. I'm here, my father, not to boast myself. I'm here, Lord, to tell my brother you can make it. You can make it, your family. Get in your place of you can make it for man of you can make it. Lord, the Lord who has chosen you. The Lord who has the Lord who here. My sister. You can make it. You can make it in the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody speak in tongues. From today. Oh, Jehovah King Almighty. I don't want to be challenged. I don't want to lie you. I must overcome the challenge of the devil. I must overcome the obstacle. I must overcome all the things that are my life. In the name of Jesus, today, I decided to fly. I decided to make a decision. And my father, from today, I know today I'm Israel. Today, people of the loyal family. Oh, my friend, the Holy Spirit is going ahead of today. We are not going to we are the enemy. Capture the enemy. Torment the enemy. Church, power and authority. And today is the day that we shall a new beginning of somebody today. Lord, make a new beginning. Make a new beginning. It doesn't matter whether they were not my Jehovah God, but make a new beginning. Beginning of Friday. Make a new beginning. Change the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. May you support them. Holy God, support men and women. Oh Jesus, I love you. And I bless you. Exalt your holy name. Oh, men of God, fear not. Women of God, fear not. Fear not. The one who called you is powerful. The one who have chosen you, you will make it. Your dream, you will achieve. Give your dream. Oh my God. If somebody is ready to pray with me, I want to take only 2 minutes. You are ready. I want to pray. Who is ready to say, today I'm ready and I am ready to make a decision that today I decided I'll not be the devil. Tormented under fear, under doubt. That's three. Not the Lord.
thank you. Make your people. Make your people powerful in the nation. Any obstacle, I rebuke every spirit of obstacle, every spirit of fear, every spirit of doubt, every Father, this is your children, priesthood, King of Kings, remember them, bless them, bless your servant, bless their place of work. Father, many people in this church, they have a vision, they have a dream. Pray today. Holy Spirit, read them, Lord. I'm here to encourage them. Read them so that my Father, we can change their life. You can bless them, Lord. You can take them to a higher level. You brought them here for a purpose. And that's why, my Father, I pray that you are ready. And you are going to change men and women. And they shall no longer be tormented by the enemy. We love you. And we honor your name. Lift up your hands. Jesus, I honor your name. Bless me. Keep me. Save me. Holy Spirit of God, lead me. And make me the kind of the servant you want for this last day. Change my life. Change my life. From today, I'm ready to respond to your wants. To my Father, I want to give you glory and honor. Many people in this church, my Father, I predict they shall go far. You shall bless them. Nobody in this house will be tormented by the enemy. Give them this land. Bless them in this America. I know, my Father, nobody, my Father, you have been ever called. My Father have been the tail. But whosoever you call, my Father, you fix them to the head. Fix your people in this house, my Father, to lead and to guide. And to be head, not the tail. I bless them today. Whatever my brother and my sister is doing, Father, I pray that, O God of glory, you are going to promote them. You are going to put them to higher level. My Father, let them achieve their goal. Let them achieve, my Father, their goal. Oh, my Father, this is their dream. And when you brought them here, they dream. And they are working very hard to achieve their dream. I pray for their dream. I pray that King of Glory allow my brethren to achieve their dream. Father, I worship. Father, I bless you. Father, I give you honor and glory. And my Father, I do expect to hear many testimonies that, my Father, you have changed their life and you have touched many people. And nobody will be in this church will believe in the life of tormented. Father, I cover them with the power of the blood of Jesus. I pray, my Father, that you shall continue to bless your servant. Give your servant higher level. Give your servant, my Father, extend his boundary. The vision he has, my Father. I pray, King of Glory. I pray, my Father, in those leaders in this church, King of Glory. Those who does not harm, they have their own home. Give them, Lord. Some of them, they are looking for their own mortgage. Give them, Jehovah God. Give them, mighty Father. Give them, Jehovah God. My Father and my God. Remember your people. You have all the method and all the avenue, my Father, you can use. Even to establish these people in this nation. Because you brought them here for a purpose. I pray, King of Glory, that my sister and my brother, they were here. And you brought them here for a purpose. I do pray that, King of Glory, open their door. Open their door. And whatever they do expect from you, may they receive in Jesus' name. May they receive in Jesus' name. May they receive in Jesus' name. I bless them, and I cover that blessing with the Holy Spirit. Our Lord and our Savior, you have said, my Father, the blessing of the Lord adds no sorrow. Our Lord and our Savior, but give riches. And I thank you, my Father, because today, the blessing I speak to your people, my Father, we will have no sorrow.
will add no sorrow into their life, will add no sorrow into their marriage, will add no sorrow into their family. And my Father and my God, I thank you and worship and I bless your name, believing and trusting in Jesus' name. Amen.